The latest report on Southwest Michigan's economy shows a drop-off in December. The director of Grand Valley State University's Supply Chain Management Program, Brian Long, found economic indicators last month were down from November. Long, who prepares a monthly report for the National Association of Purchasing Management, says concerns over whether Congress would be able to reach a deal to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff helped slow down the economy.
What it amounts to is a psychological barrier more than anything that says, gee, we have what appears to be a somewhat dysfunctional government in Washington, and that could influence the whole economy.
You say that you expect 2013 to be a year of leveling out. What do you mean by that?
I guess that's a polite way of saying that the best we can hope for is very slow growth. The worst case is, of course, that things do go bad as far as the negotiations in Washington or the negotiations in Europe, something go wrong there, which results in us going into some kind of a dip or, even worse, another recession. Of course, the formal definition of a recession is three continuous quarters of negative economic growth. I guess we just call it a slowdown if we have one or two quarters of negative economic growth. But again, these become more technical definitions than anything. If the situation did, by some miracle, become straightened out, obviously we'd be looking at a fairly good economy come the latter part of 2013. But that's the best we can hope for.
How should we look for West Michigan to do relative to both the national and state economies?
So far, this recession has affected Kalamazoo and the greater West Michigan area less than it has affected either the state of Michigan or the rest of the nation, as far as that's concerned. Our unemployment rate, of course, has stayed relatively low and has actually gotten lower in recent months here in the greater Kalamazoo area, and I guess I will say for the west side of the state in general. And I expect that trend will probably continue. We've got some very good companies that are doing very well. And the indications are that they will continue to do well as long as there isn't a total upset of the economic utopia that we're riding under right now as far as West Michigan is concerned. And again, I shouldn't call it a utopia. I should just say that we're doing better than most.
Now, you said the best we can probably hope for is very slow growth. What would be some things that could make that somewhat worse? And maybe we see some negative economic numbers and perhaps even something that begins to look like a recession, if that's possible.
Well, first of all, there is that ongoing situation in Europe that we have little influence over except to talk to the people over there. If something were to happen that the euro-dollar were to fall apart, it would be a huge disaster for Europe, but it would draw us in, too. We are not an island anymore like we used to be, and that gap of water between us and Europe has gotten a lot smaller in more recent years. Second, and probably most importantly, if something goes wrong with these negotiations, and we, in fact, do have a government shutdown of some sort, and we are totally unable in a matter of days or weeks or whatever to reach some kind of a resolution of that shutdown, well, then probably then we're going to slide into a recession.
Brian Long is the director of Grand Valley State University's Supply Chain Management Program. He also files reports on Southwest Michigan's economy every month for the National Association of Purchasing Management. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.